Be advised, graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Airplane! Airplane!
He's about to crash that airplane. Or crash on his ass. One of the two.
I'd laugh.
This chair is... That chair is broken, and he's... I just ordered a new one. Because that was originally Derek's chair. And now I ordered him a panda chair. His favorite animal. That has a... His footrest and it vibrates. So it's an upgrade from the busted one. That did have heated pads. But, I can't decide to eat the wire. Are you going to test it until it snaps?
No.
Yeah.
Three,
two, one. Well, fix the damn chair.
The metal in it.
There's metal in it. Gee, I've got JB Liquid Weld at home. We could probably do something to fix it.
The two are just going to bicker back and forth.
100%. You ain't fixing it.
Did you just challenge me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can. You ain't fixing it.
Oh, it snapped at the weld.
Yeah.
It's there and there.
Gee, I know anybody that's got a welder.
I don't know if you do.
I do.
My dad has one. It wouldn't hold.
If he's going to try it, let him try it.
Well, if your fat ass wouldn't jump on it, quit using it as a sex chair. It's not made for that.
Because one, you have to bend this back. It's just going to break more at that point.
Well, if y'all could use it for your position, you're going to have that issue.
Damn.
I have to agree. Quit getting freaky in the chair.
Well, the dolls are also playing Kyle on Navi in the chair.
Navi, you need to turn that down, sweetheart. We're going to get in trouble.
I need to get you some plug-in headphones.
Navi, I'm going to turn it down a little bit. You can still use it. There you go. It's fine. All yours.
Oh, good evening, everybody.
I'm watching my husband do stupid shit.
I know, right?
And so I fell and it fucking snaps and I hurt myself.
Sounds about right.
Don't worry. We'll laugh and then we'll help you up.
Sounds like you ain't getting sex tonight, then.
Why?
If you hurt yourself, you're not going to want sex.
I am not doing it.
What, having sex?
Sounds about right.
No, we're still doing
he says I wasn't able to get out of it, even though my nose is draining like fucking Niagara Falls over here because of
nasal drip too.
Yep.
Welcome to allergy season.
Gotta be a pregnancy thing.
My ear finally woke up, so I can finally somewhat hear better out of my right ear.
Huh?
What you're hearing aid
in. It is.
Really?
I'm just fucking with you.
What?
Anyway, hello everybody. It is Friday.
I like how Facebook catches the tail. But YouTube's not. Because he's just too low.
I know. That's our fart fan.
Every once in a while, if he gets it high enough, you can see it. There goes the head. Reep.
Come here, fangers.
Poor fangers.
I know, poor mistreated puppers. Oh, there he is. He's on YouTube. There he is.
I promise I was here.
Yeah, look at the big puppers. Oh, floop, floop. Floop, 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 floop.
Adventures.
All right. So 11,000.
Put a camera on Fang and watch what he does.
202. Am I reading that right?
11,202. Yes, sir.
All right. We are going up. That is awesome. I got to itch my ear. Yeah. And.
No wonder you had to itch your ear.
Man, my hearing aid's in it.
Looked like a whole bunch of hair coming out at first.
No.
I got nothing. Not unless you're keeping the hair I'm shedding at night.
Anyway. It was the longest week.
Ever.
Ever.
I actually felt like it went pretty fast.
I had 4 days of Monday.
I don't envy you.
Yeah, I had 4 days of Monday, and then I had a fucked up Friday.
I only had to work 4 hours.
I didn't work. Well, I worked them. I worked for Chaotic Blades. But I still lost $124 today.
Whose fault is that?
So,
and you want to?
You know what? If it wasn't for the roommate, I wouldn't have been in that situation.
Fault? That ain't my fault. Ooh, ain't her fault either. Entirely.
Sounds like you might
entirely.
Be like, no, you pay half. I had to take you there.
And all right.
Well, not like you can stand up for the drive.
You don't need to stand up to drive.
This is true.
As long as you can see above the steering. Crystal, how do you drive if you can't see above the dash?
I can see above the dash.
Anyway, so while Crystal's in taking a pregnancy piss or a shit or
whatever.
Whatever. We're going to go to Texas for this one because this is...
And first off, yes, it was a pregnancy pee because the little bastard's on my bladder.
Okay.
Frequent trips to the bathroom may or may not be a lot.
So I don't know if I should call this...
Fuck it.
Keep a Classy Texas, or don't fuck with somebody's party.
Ow! I'm not trying to hurt you, honey, but you're that funny.
You're like a little egg.
So,
an egg with legs.
I'm waiting for Crystal to get her mind back in the...
Okay, I'm good.
Okay.
Are you sure?
No, probably not.
Yeah, so we're going to Texas. Keep a Classy Texas. This has got to be the most American birthday party I have ever read about.
Uh-oh.
American birthday party.
It's Texas. Okay. It's a birthday party.
Yay.
And I don't know
if... Go big or go home, bitch.
Oh, trust me.
But I can see a fire starting. I don't know.
And I don't know if...
Child's birthday or adult birthday?
I don't know. An adult party. And I don't know if the instigator was a Karen or a Ken, but I'm just going to read this. It's a short little article, and this happened back on the 20th of this month. Texas birthday party turns violent as angry neighbor opens fire.
Hello.
Only in Texas, partygoers return fire. So apparently somebody fucked around and found out.
Yeah.
So here we go. Excuse me. A birthday party in Harris County, Texas turned into a violent shootout when a 63-year-old neighbor allegedly started firing at attendees. The homeowner was hit, and partygoers returned fire, striking the suspect. The suspect, James Thompson, faces multiple felony charges.
The whitest fucking name you could come up with.
F-A-F-O. Uh-huh.
But why would you want to... Why would you fire at the guy in the first place?
I'm
glad we're not doing this over Kelly's house. I'd have to use for today.
Homosexuality warning effects such as... Oh. Wow.
Photosensitivity warning. Not homosexual warning. Oh, you fucking stupid.
All right, so here we go. It's only a two-minute read, so... A birthday celebration in northeast Harris County took a dangerous turn when a 63-year-old neighbor allegedly fired at party guests, leading to a shootout. The incident occurred Saturday night outside a home on Bradfield Manor Drive, according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. The party was underway when the suspect, identified as James Thompson, reportedly caused a disturbance and got into an argument with several attendees. The situation escalated when Thompson pulled out a firearm and started shooting into the driveway, striking the homeowner. In response, multiple people at the party reportedly returned fire, hitting Thompson. Both he and the homeowner were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment, and authorities say they are expected to survive. Following the incident, Thompson was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and 1 count on tampering with evidence. Investigators have not released details about what may have triggered the altercation, and it was unclear if anyone else was injured. Then it says,
how did he
this,
get tampering evidence, though?
Huh?
It doesn't say how he got tampering evidence.
I know. This incident highlights the unpredictable nature of violent confrontations and the importance of self-defense laws. Texas has strong protections for individuals defending themselves, especially when an armed attacker poses a direct threat. And for you people that carry, like myself, SASIS, and just anybody in general, safety tip, situational awareness is key in self-defense. Always be mindful of your surroundings. And if you carry a firearm, ensure you understand local laws regarding where and when you can use it legally.
Or just move to Texas. Who gives a shit?
Right.
Or Alaska.
But, I mean, you want to talk about, first of all,
kids.
The neighbor. You don't just go randomly firing outside of your house at people. That's stupid. Second of all, it's Texas. Damn near everybody's got a firearm. And this guy found that out the hard way. Are you looking up more on it, or are you just...
No. Move.
Come here, Fanger Banger.
You pulled cords that brings my shit down.
Yeah, go sit on Janelle's lap.
Take over Xena's couch. I don't care.
Hi, Xena.
Little bastard.
So, where are we going tonight, Brain?
Sorry, Doug.
No, you're fine.
Inappropriately does stupid shit.
Yeah, hey, Xena.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, the horse of Studio A.
Before I tell you where we're going.
When we first met you, you didn't want anything to do with me, you big lummox.
I'm going to have you listen to this video.
A video?
Oh, are you not? Oh, hold on. She's not now.
Yo, horse, you're blocking the camera.
Amanda was getting these pictures by going into the hospitals for different things, by going to the emergency rooms and hospital appointments, and she took advantage of that clinical setting. It's not that hard to keep a gown, take
tubing, take, you know, gauze pads. It's not that hard to have medical supplies. You can order them online. There's a lot of ways that you can make it look legitimate.
Okay.
So you're getting a little bit of a gist of what I, if people know who it is, you understand. But we're going to go to California.
That's nowhere near Texas.
It's closer than the other ones that I had.
Okay.
So you're going to have to deal with that. That's why I said close.
Okay.
I did say close.
All right. We're waiting.
So this is Amanda Riley.
Okay.
There is a show on Hulu about her called Scamanda.
Okay.
And this girl pissed me off right from episode one. So.
Okay.
Yeah, she pissed me off. So.
You fall in?
So. She is one of the highest scam artists that was caught.
Is this the chick that was selling her farts in a bottle?
No. No. She convinced people in the church, online, for a few years that she had cancer. She never did. She scammed people out of more than $100,000.
No, that's not.
I think the last total was $400,000.
Okay.
Like I said, she's one of them. Not the greatest. But she was blogging. She created a blog saying that she had stage 3 blood cancer. Okay. She always claimed that she was a wife and a Christian as well. So she would go. She was born in San Jose, California.
Anastique.
She met Corey Riley, her future husband, when he was 29 and she was 17. And she was a cheerleading coach. Corey was married to somebody else at the time.
There it is.
Aletta? I could be saying her name wrong. She's actually very innocent in this story, but Aletta. What's up? Which Aletta hired Amanda to teach dance and cheer to their daughter, Jamie. Jamie does play a part of it, and that's why her name gets played.
Is this going to be another no, not no?
No.
God, I hope not.
This one has no murders, and I don't have to worry about any of that. Whoo, you ain't gonna worry about that. Their daughter, Jamie, Alita's and Corey's, actually was being treated for leukemia when Amanda shows up.
Oh.
But Corey and Aletta got divorced right after Amanda comes into the picture. Okay? But a few years later, he marries Amanda. Which they did eventually have two kids, Carter and Connor.
Carter and Connor.
Connor. Yes.
Spelled with a K or a C?
Both C's.
Connor or Cotter?
Connor.
Connor. Okay.
Like, yeah. I was going to say, like, the guy I knew from high school, or from middle school, and I'm like, wait a minute, how the fuck would you know? Yes. Like the Connors. Thank you.
Well, with the pregnancy lisp you got, it said Cotter. It sounded like Cotter.
Honey,
but you've always had a problem enunciating.
Hey, she heard me. Thank you. Well,
she's just as bad as you sometimes.
Damn.
I'm legendary.
When they had Connor.
Pussy does not agree.
She's ignoring everybody. He filed for custody of Jessa, which is another child that he had with Alita, because Jamie was not his biological kid. Okay? So, in 2012, she started a blog, Lymphoma Can Suck It, about her alleged struggle with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a form of blood cancer. The blog was updated regularly, featured photos of her being in the hospital, having the tubes, getting treatment. Okay? In-depth details about her treatments and trips and the hospitals, an optimistic point of view. She became a, they say visible, I'm going to use the word important member of the Family Community Church in San Jose. Anytime she would pray and talk about how God opened the door for her, people are at her feet. Okay? She went so far as to shave her head.
Gee, hon, that sounds like somebody else we know that may or may not have pulled something like this off.
I don't know. I always feel like shaving my head. I don't have to brush my hair no more.
I know, right?
But at this point, Riley had thousands of people on her blog and social media accounts offering hope, humor, and discussions of cancer cures. Okay? But here's the thing. She never had cancer at all. But she kept...
Oh, pet the horse.
She kept the ruse going for over 7 years.
Wow.
I need to be able to see my phone.
She had donations through her blogs and various donations. People actually gave her cash in hand.
Mm-hmm. Navi, you need to turn that down, sweetheart. It's getting loud again.
Just gotta turn it down, honey.
Can I help you?
So yeah, pet me, bitch.
She even had celebrities advocating for her.
Oh, jeez.
Leanne Rimes. John Michael Montgomery. Are two of the bigger ones. She used her presence on these sites to document her medical condition. Say non-existent. I agree. But, here it are there. But she aggressively solicited donations to cover her medical expenses. The U.S. Attorney's Office told People, in truth, Amanda had no medical expenses. The donations she received, she deposited into her personal accounts and used for living expenses. Bitch, just say you're broke. And you don't want to work. We understand. The photos she posted of herself in hospitals were either taken at appointments that had nothing to do with her the cancer, or were taken at home with props. She had IV poles and bags. She had the tubing, which they did find the tubing in the kid's room. She also forged medical bills, letters from doctors, and other official documents, which the detective on the case received a letter from an attorney saying that she has cancer and is getting medical help from some medical place, right? The detective looked at it, found out it was fake. He assumed it was fake. He called the medical center and they said she was never or will is never a patient, was never a patient, and so far is not a patient here.
Oh, wow.
So technically, you have to ask for doctor privilege.
Right.
And then, so when you send them a document, they can ask if you're a patient there. They say yes or no, they drop it. Here's the problem. When they say no, you're free game. So Northern District of California stated, Riley convinced family members to echo her false claims. She gave materially false testimony in several legal proceedings, and she attacked anybody who suggested she was malingering, going so far as to sue one of them.
Oh, wow. Hello.
So, how did she ended up getting caught? An anonymous tipster who, in the document series, finally came out with what her name was. It used to be her old friend, Lisa Berry.
Mm.
They actually reached out to a podcast producer called Nancy Monastello, I don't know, about the alleged crime, which soon after, the San Jose Police Department got involved.
Shocker.
After it was flagged to the IRS. In 2016, her home was raided. Riley, however, continued to perpetrate her lies even as the investigation continued. So she continued to update her blog, continued to ask for money.
Completely, utterly, pitifully sad.
There's people that strive for the attention.
You know, it could be Munchausen by proxy. It could be
just regular Munchausens as well.
Yeah.
Or they just crave attention that they're that bored.
And they never really said what she had. Because in the document series, they did talk to the mother. I mean, I think his mother is fucking crazy too, but
good Lord, dude, you all right?
Like, in the
document... You didn't even turn the fan on?
No, you shut it off. So, literally, during that interview with the mom...
Oh, dude, it followed you.
Trying to convince everybody that Amanda did have cancer. And how the pregnancy reversed the cancer. That never happens.
First of all, pregnancy cannot reverse cancer.
Yeah, first of all, half the brain knows that.
Pregnancy will make your cancer worse. Because it's taking half of every immune system you had. And you have something already attacking you. You are fucked.
I see. No.
That's why they recommend when you have cancer, depending...
Don't get pregnant.
That's also true. Depending on how far along you are, to terminate it.
Don't be unsocializing with people. To an extent.
You know, if I had the room and I could afford the feeding bill, we'd let this one come over a while.
No. No dogs allowed.
I know. Yeah, but if the landlords were to see... If landlords were to see either one of these two...
Why? Because they're pitiful?
Yeah. Malnourished.
Oh, malnourished my ass.
If we're outside and neighbors have theirs, I don't know how well that would go.
So, in 2020, Riley was officially charged with wire fraud by the IRS.
Nice.
In connection of a scheme to solicit donations from individuals to help pay for cancer treatments she never needed nor received, said the U.S. Attorney's Office. The story made national headlines, finally putting an end to her scam. The following year, in 2021, she pled guilty to the charges. In truth, as they said, per her testimony, in truth, as I knew, I did not have Hodgkin's lymphoma and have never been diagnosed or treated for Hodgkin's lymphoma or any other type of cancer.
But I do have an awkwardly smelling vagina.
Probably. Through the prosecutors, they only recommended 18 months for her sentence. However, what?
No, go on, finish it now.
The judge, Beth Labson Freeman, stated otherwise.
It.
Say it.
I'm trying to.
Form words.
Trying to formulate this. It's okay. It's a crime, yes.
$400,000 of a crime.
Okay, but
whoosh it.
It's not murder. It's not DUI. Essentially, it's lying. So when everybody else does it,
doesn't mean you're gonna do it too.
It's okay. And I'm talking about people in places of power. When they lie to us, it's okay. But when we lie to somebody,
it's wrong.
I think it's lying for financial gain.
We didn't specifically ask. Well, I don't know.
She did ask for donations.
Okay, then. Okay. So, well, it's like the guy. Was it the early 80s?
Damn.
He took an ad out in a magazine or whatever and said, for $19.99, I'll send you a solar powered clothes dryer. And he had all these people send him money. He sent them fucking clothesline rope.
At least they received some sort of benefit.
Well, exactly. But he got fined and thrown in jail for that. He wasn't lying. It was a solar-powered clothes dryer.
I mean,
now the fact that he has $40 false for advertisement. It, but you get the
he
point.
He didn't false advertise either.
No, he didn't.
I don't. That's interesting.
See, I would love to do that and see if anybody would fall for it.
But here's the thing. As a financial
worker,
you guys report that shit as fraud, it comes right back on you. Scam is not fraudulent. You fell for it. You own it. And that's really hard.
What I kind of figured it would.
Yep.
But, okay, but still, she still got in trouble.
400,000, yeah.
But it's bad that she got the money out of the people. But in the grand scheme of things, is it really that serious of a crime, I guess? I mean, does it?
You're playing the field on that.
Did it really hurt anybody? Yes and no. It's not like she put a gun to their head and said, donate money to me. Give me money.
Which is true.
I think it's more of a...
The church probably gets more money on the weekends than this chick did.
Shit. Probably.
Pray up for help.
But
yeah, you got to pay to pray.
Uh-huh.
Oof. But at the same time...
Tell me I'm wrong.
I'm not. But at the same... Yeah, exactly. But at the same time... So if you think about it, you've got people involved in what we call a love scam. oh, I love you, I'm in dire need, blah, 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 send me $20. $20 turns into a couple thousands, which then, oh shit, this person's not real. And you're scamming people who are retired out of... So now you're playing that field. Does it actually hurt them? Financially, it's going to kill you.
It's not like murder. It's hey, not...
What's up, Cooler Titties?
Hey, hey. You know what I'm saying?
It's not against the person. It's a financial crime. Which is correct. 18 months isn't that bad of a sentence if they offered it. It really isn't.
It's still the fact that she did what she did.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I
have
a
problem with some of this kind of stuff because people gave her the money out of the nice kindness of their own heart. I mean, I guess it's like, I ordered shit off Amazon the other day.
Oh no.
Again.
And the fucking box got lost.
But you can file against.
I already did. But I don't know. I know where I wanna, but I'm having a hard time
describing it.
Putting the words.
Yeah. And the thing is, if someone's willing to give money and not expect anything in return,
then it's on them. Buyer beware.
Buyer beware. Which is 100%.
Yeah.
In the financial world, that is true. Buyer motherfucking beware.
Like I said, I guess I could see it more being, like I said, give me money.
Or, that's robbery.
Right. Or.
Oh, no, let's cover that. That's robbery.
Or, hey, you know, I've got some bills piling up. I'm just venting.
And then I decide, okay, here's a couple $100 to help you out.
And that, see, I think that's where she went wrong.
Thing is, but she lied about what she had.
People suck in general.
Well, we knew that. Oh, wholeheartedly, I know that. But the judge opted to give her a sentence of 60 months in prison.
1-6.
6-0.
Oh, okay. That's...
saying that she was found to be a public risk.
Let's just say 5 years.
I mean,
I could.
5 years. You want me?
I.
Motherfucker. But you got it. So here's the other part I didn't say. She also got money from actual cancer foundations. That is technically. That is.
Taking away money from people that actually need it.
Under false pretenses is.
Yes, a scam. But is that necessarily.
It's a business, yeah. Businesses get covered way more than people.
Well, I mean, I guess you got to look at your moral and your ethics versus, and it just.
But the thing is, if you're taking it from Make-A-Wish Foundation, they're coming after you.
Okay, so yeah, I get the, you know, getting from the organizations and shit. Yeah, that I totally get, but, you know, it's those.
I would love to. But Trisukomoto can't drink, first off. Second off, I'm not changing it. I'll be able to drink in 6 months. Calm down. Got 6 months left. You better come up here and have a bottle of wine while I'm sitting in my fucking hospital room. I hope you hear me. Anyway, moving on. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Hi, Jamie.
I lost my train of thought.
We were at the...
Oh, no, I left the station.
Okay. I blame Janelle.
I blame Cooler because she's an idiot.
Yeah, and I didn't see what was said, so.
Name change suggestion. Pregnant and true crime. Since one can't drink. And have Trace come over. But Kelly is in drinking, so no drinking for 6 more months. My fault.
He had to drink it for 6 months.
He can't drink at least a minimum till he,
Off of my blue pill.
When are you done with your blue pill anyway?
Oh, they're blue now?
You can't drink on phenylfibrate.
I was just curious to see when they're going to give it off.
Skip a dose.
Yeah, but what about my metoprolol?
I can't help that. I have BP.
That's the most one I'm worried about. My
you can always
pressure.
Get that adjusted,
yes,
though.
But I feel
switched.
Older.
Yeah.
You can always adjust that to get something else.
She is an old
I'm not trying to convince you either fucking way. I'm just letting you know.
We will drink eventually.
I am not denying that, but I'm not going
to. I want to get my stomach shit straightened out first.
I'd rather just pull the fucker out. We'll be alright.
No, it might not be that.
The fuck is wrong with you now?
The same shit, but it might not be.
Different reason behind it.
Different reasoning behind it.
Be like, bitch, test me. I'm done.
Well, that's basically, I go in April 1st.
Ha ha.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, in 2022, Riley began her prison sentence at Federal Medical Center in Cartworth in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay, that works.
According to the federal records obtained by San Francisco Chronicle last year, Riley was taken in the emergency room 24 times in the last 18 months of her sentence and was reportedly trying to tamper with test results.
That's surprising there. Do some shady as fuck shit. Have a history of it and a lie about it? Yeah, no.
Yeah, she's. Yep. So, Amanda got really upset at one point in the conversation about her children. Webster said in the final episode of the docuseries. She was crying, very upset, sobbing. She said she was sorry. She does want to take accountability. She looked well. That was one of the things that surprised me. Speak With Us Weekly elaborated, she regrets everything she's done every single day. Now she's in a situation where she lost everything. She lost her kids.
Well, obviously, if her kids were in poor, well. Okay, see, now here comes another thing. I can see why she's doing it, because the cost of raising kids, the cost of living in general is through the fucking roof.
This is true.
And then get a speeding ticket on top of it.
I'll bet you're just having a day.
I know, right?
The worst part is the economy's just going to keep getting worse.
Yep. Uh-huh. So, whatever happened to Corey, her husband, they did get divorced, and he was actually one of the people that stood by her side the whole time, saying that she was sick, she was in cancer treatments, he was there every waking moment, okay?
Sounds like she was giving him a kickback.
He was not charged with any crimes.
Hmm.
A lot of people do believe he was an accomplice. According to stepdaughter Jamie, I think Amanda and Corey just wanted things to go their way, and they would do whatever they felt they needed to do or wanted to do to get their way.
I could probably see that, too.
So Corey began looking after his two kids, after their two kids, in Texas, where she was serving her sentence. But he filed for divorce from Riley in 2024.
Okay.
So now, She is out as of this year.
Oh, dear Lord.
She is in California as of this year.
They can keep her.
Hello.
Totally.
Yeah. She's still under lock and key, though. She's on probation.
You know, I still...
Can she listen to this podcast? Yes. Has she listened to podcasts about her? Yes.
What are the odds of her actually listening to this podcast?
I don't know. She listened to Scamantha, or Scamanda, fuck me, when it first came out. What are you doing? When it first came out. And it actually talked about her in detail. But she doesn't like it when we accuse her of things. She likes it when we talk neutral about the situation. It's hard to talk neutral when she admits to doing it. First off. But you're taking it from major corporations that, you know, get donations themselves to take care of people who are dying.
Right.
Especially, you know. What was that one I just said? Fuck. Make a wish. And cancer societies, things like that. They care about their people. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Make things happen.
They do make things happen. Yeah, it may take, unfortunately, time because of all the goddamn loops they have to go through. So whatever she did, she had to lie these documents through and through to get to what she needed. Because that's also another thing. Forgery. Because she had to lie on those documents. Mm-hmm. I think that also extended her sentence. Instead of just the 18 months.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know.
But there's a scam going out there right now that everybody owes on the Illinois Tollway. It is, actually, if you get a text message. Don't respond to it, just so you guys know.
No, I don't. Because if that's the case, I jump on my iPass account and I look. I have an iPass. It tracks everything I do when I go down the expressway.
So do I, and I have it set up to my debit card, which took out $50 this last week.
It's 50 bitch. Now?
No, because I pay as I go.
Oh. Because when I first got it, it was... See, that's what I couldn't figure out. When I first got that, you had to have 40 and you had to have... You had to open the account with $40.
Correct.
And then when you drop down to 20, it automatically refilled.
Yes. But now you have the pay-as-you-go option.
Jamie has gotten them too from there and she's in Georgia.
Yeah, everybody's getting them. Don't respond. I'm helping you out fucking tremendously because it's literally getting into your phone and pulling your information.
Oh, really?
I heard that too.
I think she just told you.
That's what I got. And it's... No shit. But, like, this is something going on right now that scams are known for. You get those fake text messages saying you got a job offer. You please download this app to this app to whatever. I fell for one of them. That's Paul. We got it. That was before I also started at the firm. So I think the firm helped me out a lot. The love scams of falling in love with people from another country. Be careful. Mail order bride situations. Oh my god. Don't do it. Just fucking don't do it. You need to meet somebody from another country?
So
go fucking visit them in a bar.
So he's got his ears on.
Yes.
And he can't hear us.
No.
For his birthday, can we get him a midget that jumps out of a birthday cake? A midget stripper.
I don't know how the fuck we would find one.
But you'd be cool with it.
I don't care.
I'll look.
That's also about the week after the baby should be here. Oh. I don't care. As long as you don't wake the baby up. Or if the baby's sleeping, don't leave that. I don't care.
If anything, I'll help you come baby.
Or I could... There's probably be outside situation. Because if that happens, it's an outside situation. Because you don't want to clean that shit up in your house. And actually, the fuck, I don't want to clean it upside of my house. Is that your hat? Is that your hat?
Jamie says, yeah, mine isn't from Georgia, but isn't from Georgia, but from Wisconsin. I can't read, apparently.
Yeah, what? Let me see that, because now you got me confused.
That did not make sense to me the way
I'm asking. Mine isn't from Georgia, but from Wisconsin. What? Oh, are you getting tolls from Wisconsin when we don't have any? Yeah, please don't do that. What's another scam one that I have coming through? Oh, FedEx has your package and can't be delivered?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid as shit, actually. That's another one.
All right, here we go.
eBay.
Oh, there is the eBay one.
Here we go. 1 hour, one little person is $500. But they pop out of a box. They have strippers. You can toss them.
How the? That sounds like the rudest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. Well, the name of the look at the name of the website.
Oh my. Oh fucking my.
Or PayPal. Your account has been accessed.
Well, PayPal does have a lot of hacking situations. I have a PayPal I have never been on in the longest time. It doesn't have any of my debit cards. So.
I have the debit card that goes to it, but debit cards are spared and gone and destroyed, just smothering, non-replaceable.
And just like Cash App.
Take a percentage of it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to.
Yeah, I don't think they have any of them in this area.
Did you just look it up in general?
Yep.
I'm sure we can find one. In the area. That sounds really weird.
Or the recent one I've gotten recently. A toll, I don't remember out of what state, but a tollway said I owed money because I didn't pay because I was in a car accident at the tollway. I'm like, I wasn't even out of state that day.
It's, yep. It's gotten pretty bad. It's ridiculous.
Bless you.
Scams are legit really good lately. Always watch where they come from, the spelling fucking errors they have, because that's real.
Oh, my favorite one lately for phone calls. Your Medicare Advantage or your Medicare plan offers free genetic testing.
That's what?
Original Medicare does not cover genetic testing.
See?
Fully.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't.
I don't need genetic testing. You know what I need? Fucking sanity, people.
Yeah, there's one based out of Chicago.
Horse.
That's it. That's get a midget stripper and put her on the back.
Poor Bina.
Poor
only probably only weigh like 17 pounds.
Poor Bina.
Oh, that'd be funny as hell. That would be funny as hell.
Ripping the...
Could you...
Put your infant car seat on the mini horse and have it carried around when it...
Hun, could you see that? Huh? A midget stripper riding in on Xena?
Oh, God. Poor Xena.
Hang on. Don't your neighbors have the big dog, too?
What's that?
Doesn't the neighbors have a big dog, too?
Yeah.
Put them together and have them ride into battle. Drag her in.
A chariot.
Dogs will go whoosh. She might go wee. I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, you are.
I'm fucking well aware.
So yeah, I don't know if the punishment fits the crime on that one.
I'm at a fence. I don't think she should have gotten 5 years. How I do think she deserved more than 18 months. Because you're taking it from those important corporations.
Yeah, but that happens all the time. See, again, it's okay for us to for them to do it to us, but we can't do it to them.
Which is kind of effed up, in my opinion.
Government lies to us and get paid for it. What are you talking about?
The corporations can screw us. But we can't screw.
I'm well aware.
Just saying.
Well,
I mean, yeah,
screw their employees all the time.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, trust me, I know.
You have no
idea. We did so great in sales. You know, you helped us buy, you helped the CEO buy a new house. Here's a pizza party.
Pretty much.
Explain. Here's one for you.
Oh, boy.
I got my raise. I've been there 8 years going on now. I didn't even get a 2% raise.
Oh, join the club. We never do. Never.
Oh, wait, sorry. No, I got a 2, but I think nationwide, on the average, it's 3.
Oh, so you didn't hit their performance thing. Assuming. But hold on. Join the club on that because our raises are 75 cents, quarter. Yeah. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from. But I could care less. Sometimes we'll get a dollar. We're good. I don't know how. But we can. But I'm not complaining so much about that. What I am complaining about is when you're a CEO, like Amazon, for example. Actually, it is Amazon's CEO. Sorry. He fucking stepped down after all of this bullshit saying everybody had to return back home to work. He stepped down. Was it because his employees were that pissed off?
Well, if you...
Is it because no one's fucking listening to the piss-ons?
Yeah.
Because there's ways to better your company if you listen to the people that is pushing the company along.
Yeah.
If you could sit there and say, oh, I have managers to do that. Your managers, your supervisors, their leadership, whatever, they don't listen to them. Nope, our numbers are great. Nope, our production is great. Our sales are perfect. They're fucking lying to you.
Oh, no shit.
They're lying to keep your job. In reality, you need to fucking tell them the truth so the CEOs can make the decision correctly. People, it's not hard. It's not this fucking hard. But apparently it is too hard. Modeling for the YouTube at this point. Ow, fat bitch! Where's my toes?
Mom's toes. No stepping on mama's toes.
You know this is a fucking cow.
This one's not much better.
He's fat as hell.
He's hairy.
He's no, fat. That's fat.
That's fat.
This is all fat.
It's not much fur there.
It's fluff of fur.
Bina.
It's a fluff of fur. What do you want? You slobbered all, snotted all over my hand. That was wet and cold.
Now YouTube and Facebook's all here.
Because they can't see the tail.
No, that's this one. He would just knock everything. And that one and that one. And just
yeah, go sit on there. Go sit on him. Because that's what you're going to fucking do.
Yep, come here, Fang.
Nope.
Oh, poor Fang.
This is what she does to him.
He can beat up Fang.
Every day.
Xena, you're going to break his back.
She gives no fuck.
He doesn't care. And now he's moved too far.
Ow, that was my ankle.
And now he fell off.
And now she's going to take over. This is my life with these two dogs.
We should pick him. We should pick Fang up and throw him on top of Xena.
Ow, bitch! Fucker shocked me.
He what?
He shocked me.
He's got a shocking personality.
He shocked me. It hurt. It's okay, baby, but fuck, dog.
Well, that was my tip. That jumps on moving vehicles.
Okay, I never said he was smart.
Noted.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, he's okay. Your mama's stupid ass. Your mama's dumb ass. Yes, you are. Yes, your mama's dumb ass.
Ah, fuck.
All right.
Jamie says one of my raises after 10 years was 10 cents.
See? We make them richer, Gina, we get poorer.
Don't mess with him. Bring an app.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
But that is all I had because you didn't want to go into the other ones, and the other ones are a little bit more morbid than this one.
Save it for next week.
Yeah. You aren't going to be happy with this episode. Next week's episode.
Okay.
Be prepared. That's all I can say.
Is it going to mind fuck me? Am I going to be?
I think you're gonna be pissed.
Outraged.
Yeah. 100% yes.
It was an SB.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I don't know. I'm not surprised by that fucker. You know that. I don't fucking can't talk to that man. I used to be. I know what she's talking.
SpongeBob? Really?
He fucking acts like SpongeBob.
SpongeBob.
It was. It's an old contractor that I am no longer under a contract to. I can say it from HSA, American Home Shield. Bought him out. A contractor that had to deal with them, and oh my god. Am I not fucking surprised? Not with him. He was a dick to begin with.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be pissed next weekend.
Yes.
A good pissed or a bad pissed?
Oh, you're gonna be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna clarify on that?
And I'm gonna hang it out on that one. We're gonna lay that right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we'll end.
I think I'll leave it on the cliffhanger for that.
The pickle pizza is kind of...
Okay, it's a cheeseburger pizza. Bacon cheeseburger pizza.
With phenomenal.
Which has a pickle on it. Just so everybody would wear it.
If it was a dill pickle, I think it would have worked better.
I don't eat pickles. I would pick the fucker off anyway, but I didn't have a piece with a pickle on it. A pickle. Pickle.
A piece with a pupil on it?
Yep.
Right. I come from a long line of family of pickle eaters.
My mom used to eat that shit too.
Yeah, but there's a time and a place for pickles and pineapple. And it's really not... Though I will, like I said, with the bacon cheeseburger pizza, it does kind of work.
Did you take your fenifiber?
Yes.
Pineapple?
There was no pineapple.
Okay.
No, I'm feeling my ass is starting to bark.
Yep, and that's the issue.
We need to get them for maybe their anniversary.
I'm not buying them a $290 ass blaster like we have.
Are we getting a tech? Well, it might go on sale. Christmas, you know. Black Friday.
I'm not. I love these guys, but I'm not spending I am not spending $189 for a hot ass blaster for them.
Okay, let me ask this.
Hey, $189.
Our garage outside.
It's not a garage. It's not. That's not happening now. It's just a small shop and a walk-in closet.
That's what you're getting?
How much for that theory of putting a heated bidet out there?
Cost.
Makes sense.
The signals got crossed. Information was passed and misinterpreted.
Okay.
So basically they're building a 20-foot... extension off the back of the house. They're putting a walk-in closet in for the landlord's wife. And then they're putting an attached full-length shed on the back of that.
Okay.
So the backyard's going to get moved around a little bit.
Oh.
We got a couple of trees that have got to come down still.
Uh-huh.
Which I might take Mark's little chainsaw and go out to the wood pile.
I thought you were going to say it might take Paul. Yeah, bye.
And I will personally get some video footage as long as I'm not freezing or I'm...
You're going to be sleeping. With my back. If I do it, I'm doing it in the morning. You'll be asleep anyway.
Unless I pull an all-nighter again, the way it's been.
That's on you.
No, that's on my back
issue. Anyway. Speaking of back issues, we're going to get out of here. It's been a short show, but I've got a shit brewing.
That's what I don't want to know.
And this is going to be an epic one because pizza and... Yeah. So, yes, I did. So, have a great night, guys. Sorry for the short show. 11,202. Keep it up.
Share us.
We'll see you next week. I got gurgles.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people.
Oh, here come the farts.
This is whiskey, wine, and true crime.
Good night. Fuckers. Yeah, oh, that's...
Yep.